All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Let me check that one more time. All right, we're good. And so, a beautiful Saturday morning, and the whole week already seems like a dream. I have Dale ahead of me. The main thing was to meet Penny and Salazar, but I wish I had time to rest, too. That's weird. Penny and I were supposed to be meeting here, but she's definitely not at the cafe. I'll ask Aki if he's seen her. Yo, Aki! Hey there, good to see ya. Listen, I'm supposed to be meeting someone here. There isn't a girl waiting here by any chance? Let's see. There was a girl here about 10 minutes ago. Lily, I think. No, not her. Not anyone from Cordale. You know what? There was someone else. A girl came here early in the morning. She drank some coffee and ate a bagel. Then she asked me to give whoever Arthur sends a message. That's the girl I'm asking about. I'm the one Arthur sent. If that's the case, she asked me to tell you that she had some urgent business. She'll be waiting for you at the hotel. Thank you very much. No problem. Phew, I was worried she'd left without saying anything. Did she say which hotel she was going to? I only know of the Daily Lee apartments, so I hear you. Thanks so much. I'll hear you around. I'll see you around, rather. Lucky that hotel is only a stone's throw away from the coffee shop. But still, why has she rearranged our plans? We agreed to meet at the coffee shop. Supposing I hadn't thought to ask Aki? Okay, I hope she hasn't left the hotel too. Otherwise, I'll be spending the whole day following that elusive girl. And I should be resting on my day off. I wish I knew what room she was in so I didn't have to bother Mina. But I have to work with what little I've got. Mina, hey there, I have a question. How can I help you? I'm looking for a girl. Her name is Penny. Penny, well, I don't know her last name. Can you tell me what room she's in? Penny? Yeah, a girl with that name has checked in recently. That's great. What room's she in? Hold on one second, please. I can't just give you a room number. I have to make sure she's expecting you first. Hotel rules. Of course, I understand. Well, what's happening? Unfortunately, no one's answering. So what do I do? You have to wait for them to answer or I can't let you in. Oh, please, Mina, I really need to get to this meeting. Understand that if you're a maniac or some stalker is hitting on her, I'm not going to let you in. I'm not a maniac or a stalker. We actually arranged to meet. Prove that you know her and I'll think about it. Prove that I know her? Hell, well, she has straight, long, blonde hair. She's into astral magic. And she also studies under Salazar Hudson. Principal Dorman asked me to ask her to meet me. What else can I say? Shouldn't that be enough? Your story sounds convincing, but I'm still not sure. It would be violating hotel policy. I could lose my bonus if she complains. Trust me, it'll be fine. She won't complain. But if you're the reason behind her not wanting to meet you, I can see where you're going with this. Alright, you got it. But if you do anything untoward, I'll report you to your headmaster. Got it? Sure. Follow me. I can't let you go up by yourself, so don't ask me to. If I'm gonna risk my job, I'm gonna be nearby. If I hear a scream, I'll come running in and hit you. Okay. No wonder she didn't answer over the phone. Excuse me. No wonder she didn't answer the phone. She's gonna conquer the astral at the first opportunity. I wonder how far her soul is from her body right now. Amazing. I wouldn't have known she was an astral mage. I'd have thought she died of a drug overdose. Her pose is very strange. It's not immediately obvious that she's breathing. No, she's definitely breathing. I wonder if she'll wake up if I shake her shoulder. Maybe her spirit can sense it somehow. Doesn't look like it. Hey! You there! What are you doing to my body? Whoa. Penny, you've jumped out of nowhere. You scared the hell out of me. Hee. Wait, let me just... Okay, I take it back. Whatever happened before wasn't this weird. Now this really does look weird. If I hadn't seen it before, I'd have definitely crapped my pants in fear. On the other hand, it does look a little erotic. Shit, I've gone completely cuckoo. All I can think about is sex. Ugh, I feel dizzy. I morphed into my body too quickly. Oh, I think I'm getting better now. Oh, Grim, it is you. I wasn't imagining things. Hi there. I'm so happy to see you. It's good to see you, too. See, I'm back, just like I said. Yes, but sadly, I won't have the time to learn any astral magic this time, either. We've got important business to attend to. Yeah, tell me what happened. And then I was able to free her by using the seal. But Leona's seal can't free the other founders. I can't really believe the seal worked. What a powerful artifact it must be. What happened next? What about the other founders? I did manage to find Jaina Martenden's artifact, so that leaves Katrina and Frida's. Frida has the hardest time in captivity. I'm afraid she's running out of time. And I've about run out of leads. The last one I have is your teacher, Salazar Hudson. He appears to be Frida's only living descendant. We're hoping he inherited the seal. Mr. Hudson never told me about such a thing, but he probably keeps some secrets of his own. I need to try and ask him. Can you connect us? I'd love to, but it might not be that easy. Mr. Hudson hasn't answered his phone since last night. I've been trying to find him through the astral, but I don't have the energy to travel that far. Damn, that's too bad. Do you think something might have happened to him? I don't know, but we're not the only ones who are after those artifacts. Maybe someone else is on his trail. I can go back and look, but it's a long way away. And it's not easy to get his mansion. It might even be too dangerous for me to go there, now if he's in their clutches. I owe him everything, Grim. No matter what happens to my teacher, I have to try to help him. I'm not trying to talk you out of going, it's just... We have to make sure we're not putting ourselves in danger. I know. Maybe if you lend me your problems, I can reach him in the astral and find out if he's okay. Borrow your powers? Yes, I don't have enough power to get to him in the astral by myself, but if we stream our magic together, I can use your power. Well, that sounds like a plan. I'm in. Thank you. God, thank you. I don't know what I'd do without you. Come on, it's better to do it on the bed. I could do a lot of things with you on the bed, Penny, not just rituals. Penny told me not to let her go of her hand under any circumstances. The spell is making me tingle a little, but nothing major. I hope my strength is enough for her. I wish I could see what she can. Mr. Hudson? What's the matter with you? Where are we? And why are you chained up? I don't understand. It's like you can't hear me. I can't seem to speak at such a distance from my body. Who's there? Are you ready to talk now? Go to hell, you wretched witch. Wretched witch, you say? Ahaha. I like that. Ah! What's the matter with you? Don't you like my sparkles? That's a shame, because we're going to be here a while. You, me, and my little sparkles. Just imagine how much fun we're... Wait a minute. I think we have company, old man. You didn't tell me your basement had rats. Shit, shit, shit. She can sense me. Fall back. God. Penny, what's happening? Why do you look so shocked? Mr. Hudson, someone's torturing him right now. She's blasting him with lightning. I have to do something. Calm down, please. Panicking won't help. You're right for sure, but... Tell me, was it a woman who was torturing him? Tall, pale skin, curly hair? Yes, do you know her? She's the one who killed Jock, my father. But he'd not. We won't let her kill Salazar. Really? Yes, we're gonna save him, but she's extremely dangerous. Let me get back to Cordale and tell Arthur. He'll know what to do. But she might have killed Salazar by then. No, she won't. She needs to keep him alive, as she won't be able to get hold of his seal. Trust me, it's our best option. Okay, but if Arthur doesn't hurry up and make a plan, I'm going to go there. I'll talk to him as soon as possible, then we'll call you. Until then, conserve your energy and stay strong. We're gonna need it. Shit, this is bad. Arthur won't like my news, but he'll know what to do. I can't help Salazar right now, so I should try to stop thinking about him. I've got other things to do. In fact, I promised to meet Ashley at Achi's. Or Aki's. It's nearly time to meet up. I'd better hurry. God, it's so strange to see Ashley and Dale. For some reason, my brain refuses to believe that Ashley lives here now. Perhaps these two worlds seem so different to me. And now, with everything mixing up... Okay, a little more time will help me deal with it. I've already said this, but anyway... Hello, beautiful. Are there two cups of coffee in here, or am I seeing things? Yeah, your coffee's getting a little cold, but it's still good. Thank you very much. It's not even about the coffee. It's that she thought of me. Just thinking about it makes me smile. So, tell me what's new. How are you? Everything is just great, Grim. I never thought life could be so amazing. Just think, I live in a lovely, cozy apartment all alone. I woke up in peace just because Not So Dan could stop complaining to eat a delicious pie and drink coffee. Everyone's really nice and friendly, humans and non-humans. It's so easy to make friends, and I used to think of myself as an introvert, but in reality, it looks like I'm a real extrovert. I never knew communicating could be so much fun. That's great. I've never seen you so excited. And have you talked to Aki? Sure, he's a cutie. Did you ask him about the job? The job? Yeah, we were talking about you getting a job at the cafe, remember? Oh yes, the thing is I don't really need a second job right now. One is enough for me. Wait, what are you? Don't... I'll be honest, I've thought very long about telling you about this, but I've decided that I don't want to keep any secrets from you. I just want to forget about fear and constant secrets. I no longer live in Don's house, so I got a job at Lady Luck. Lady Luck? What? Did I hear you right? Yeah, the nightclub you told me about. Ashley, are you crazy? You're joking, right? You couldn't really get a job at a strip club. I mean, you couldn't really get it, right? You really have a weird take on all of this. I actually got a job there, and Adele's really amazing. Holy shit, didn't expect that. Alright guys, sorry to cut it short, but we'll see you next time with more Lust Academy on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm out. Alright, and we're back. So, alright, let's go ahead and continue. I actually got a job there, and Adele's really amazing. Let me ask you something, what are you gonna do there? Dance naked on a pole and entertain clients in their VIP rooms? Really, Ash? Really? Saving you from your parents who didn't give you space for self-expression? So you could get a job as a stripper? Great! Hey, I'm not a stripper. I'm a dancer. An exotic dancer. I'll perform at creative evenings and concerts at the club. So what? Oh God! If you can't see the difference, then I have nothing to add. I will do the show and dance. That's pretty cool, right? Why are you so nervous, Grimm? You've made up a problem and now you're mad about it. So you don't see the problem with working at a nightclub? I don't see a problem with dancing and getting paid for it. 4 work shifts in the evening on weekdays, rehearsals on weekends. Sounds like a dream job. Ashley, if it was your only option, maybe then I could understand the decision. But you have so many options. Why don't you like the idea of working here in a cafe? I don't want to work here. Why are you bothering me with this cafe? It's boring, don't you see? Handing out orders from morning to evening? Maybe if this were a hectic restaurant. But instead, it's a cute little cafe. Nice, lovely, and incredibly boring. Anyway, why am I making excuses and explaining? I don't have to answer to anybody. I made a deal with Arthur and Jacob, Ash. A deal I take responsibility for you while you're living in Dale. And to also help you develop your magical abilities. So instead of practicing magic, you've chosen to work in a nightclub. Anyway, it's decided for me. Adele's already approved at my work schedule. They have such a friendly team there. I already had a little chat with everyone. I hope I can be a part of it. Why are you looking at me so sad? Aren't you glad I'll do something I really like? That'll be cool, you'll see. Adele also said that. Adele, stop it. And why don't I talk to Adele? It's no use talking to Ash, she never listens. But Adele, come on, let's go. I want to hit this club. So, can you remind me while we're here, why we're here? Just come over to have a chat with Adele. What, I can't hang out with my friends anymore? So you're not going to talk her out of giving me a job at the club? Hey, I've asked you a question. Do you even care? Hi, Grimm, good to see ya. Hey, Ashley, is your first shift today? For some reason, I thought... No, we just decided to come by and say hi to you. Wait, you guys know each other? Look, Adele, that's what I need to talk to you about. Can we just take a step back for a minute? Yes, of course, you look very worried. Has something happened? I mean, not that it happened, but it could happen. Okay, you have my attention. Look, Adele, Ashley is... she's like a sister to me. We grew up under the same roof. And now, she's going through a tough time. She ran away from her parents' house, moved to Dale. I won't go into detail, but I think you understand. And she's stressed, you know, hormones, youthful urges. She wants to live a different life. She wants a new experience, and she decided to look for it here, in your club. But it's a big mistake, Adele. Okay, wait, let's figure this out. So you don't want Ashley working here, because you care about her a lot. And you're worried she's doing the wrong thing, getting a job here? Yes, just like that. Okay, great, but what exactly do you want from me? To be honest, I'd like to ask you to turn Ashley down. Yeah, and why would I do that? Well, I just told you. But you do realize I can't refuse people giving a job. just because their loved ones are worried, right? Listen, I really want to organize this special concert program with the help of some artists. I'm sure it'll greatly increase the flow of visitors, especially on weekdays. And Ashley, by the way, is a wonderful dancer. Even I was pleasantly surprised. I don't know what to say. I'm standing here thinking what to tell her parents and sister. If they find out that she works at the nightclub, I don't even know what they'll say. Grim, why do you think that working at the nightclub is something terribly vulgar? I work here too. What do you think of me? Well, no, you're different. You're an excellent dancer. How can I think bad of you? But Ashley, in VIP rooms, and she's just even thinking about it makes me very angry. We've already talked to Ashley about VIP rooms. Oh, really? Ashley said that she didn't want to be a part of that, and it's absolutely okay. So all she's gonna do is dance, smile, and make our guests happy. What are you guys talking about? Nothing important. Grim is trying to convince me that I shouldn't hire you. Of course, I understand that he cares about you. But I'm trying to explain to him that it's just dancing and nothing more. Yeah, but Ash, think about it just one more time. Yes, Ashley, think about it. By the way, we also have free meals for employees as well as great insurance benefits. And healthcare? It's just for the record. Wow. Okay, girls, I see your point. Come on, it's gonna be okay, you'll see. I'll keep an eye on Ash. And of course, if it's an excuse... And of course, it's an excuse for you to visit us more often. Uh-huh. By the way, Ashley, we still have some business to discuss. Nothing special, just some paperwork. Can you come over tomorrow evening? Yeah, sure. Okay, I have to run, but you, Grim, I hope to see you again tonight. See ya, Adele. And then Gordon gave me a mixture of ginseng, licorice root, and yohimbe. Not yohimbe, yohimbe. Yohimbe root. That right there. Really useful for erections, guys. You have to be careful with it. I was skeptical at first, but it was so delicious. It was so spicy, fresh, cold. Well, here we are. Thank you for taking me home. By the way, I want to apologize to you. I'm sorry if I was too rude in the cafe and in the club. Ah, come on. It's okay. It's just really hard for me to get used to the idea of you taking this job. But this is your life, and only you can decide what's best for you. I didn't even expect you to say that. Thank you. By the way, I wanted to ask you something, too. How's Dawn? Did Samantha mention something? No, I don't remember, but I think if something happened, I know about it. Ash, why don't you call Samantha and ask her? Seriously, you have no reason to be mad at her. Just think about the whole situation, She is your sister. Go make up with her and... Come on, that's enough. I'll think about it, but shut up, please. I can't listen to this anymore, and I'm kind of sleepy, so I'll go home. Sure. Good night, princess. Sweet dreams, Grim. Too bad I'm not sleepy at all. Maybe I should listen to Adele's advice and have some fun at the club. Yeah, why not? We had no time to spend together last time. Maybe now's our chance. Hey, guys, it might happen. Yeah, that was definitely the best idea I had today. This place is everything I need. Music, girls, and alcohol. Hey there. Hello again. Welcome back. Hey, decided to stop by. Maybe spend some time with my favorite club owner. Oh, how sweet. I'd love to. But the club is swamped tonight. I really don't have any free time. Damn. No need to worry, sweetie. There are plenty of other girls here to keep you company. We also have a great bar. That doesn't sound too bad. Think I'll go to the bar and see what Vanessa's up to. Hope you have a good night, sweetie. I'll see you next time. Beer, juice, or summer cobbler cocktail? I'll try out the summer cobbler cocktail. Sounds like it should be good. I didn't know the bartender provided these kinds of services. Nice drink choice, Grim. Hope you enjoy one of my cocktails. Give me a sec, gotta mix it just right. Not a bad view. Hope she doesn't get my drink too fast. All done. Here's your summer cobbler cocktail. I mean, I drank it. It's probably good. Should be good. Thanks. Oh, Grim, sorry to interrupt your conversation. Vanessa, honey, do you have any plans for the rest of the night? No, what's up? Well, the cleaning lady, she can't come in today.
We are out of lemon pledge!
So I wanted to ask you to clean up the club a bit and check everything out. Nothing too complicated. It'll take literally 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll give you an extra day off. Please, please, please. I know you want to say no, but it really helped me out. Fine, no problem. I just hope it doesn't become a routine thing. Well, I wouldn't want to disappoint you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I have the best workers. All right, you two, have a great time. Fuck, staying here after closing isn't how I wanted to spend my night. I had planned on leaving early, too. But I can't say no to Adele. She's too sweet, and she does a lot for everyone. Listen, would you like to give me some moral support and stay here after closing? How about I show you how things work around here? No one else gets that chance. Yeah, sure, why not? There are worse ways to spend my night than hanging out with a beautiful vampire in a club. How could I say no? Well, have a good time. Hey, have I ever told you the story of how I met Adele? No, you haven't, but that sounds very intriguing. It was 2 years ago when I first moved here. Fucking finally done for the day. The booze helped time go by, though. I'm pretty fucked up right now. Hope you don't mind some music. No, of course not. Better than complete silence. Let me finish with this. Alright, need any help? All I need is moral support. So I'm just gonna watch her clean? Life hits you in funny ways sometimes. Her ass is amazing. Can only imagine how much better it looks without anything covering it. Probably should stop staring. She does have a nice ass. Shit, I can't focus. I need to pull myself together. If I didn't know her, I think she's trying to get me riled up. And I don't mind it at all. Hey, Grim, back to reality. Can't live in a fantasy forever. It's kind of funny that chill music can completely change the atmosphere of this place. Don't you think so? Yeah, exactly. Oh, that look. Nope, nope, nah, control yourself. Hey, let me help you. I think I saw a mop there. I'll bring it over. Oh, Grim, finally decided to make yourself useful. Thanks, he. Wow, he's using a friggin' Swiffer. Man. And we still have old school fucking mops and mop buckets, but they get to use a Swiffer. And Swiffers do it better, trust me. Swiffers are pretty freaking good. I just need something to keep my hands busy. It's getting hard for me to control myself. Yeah, the place I work at, they still use mops and mop buckets. I guess they'll use that to the end of time. The robot that they hire will use a mop and a mop bucket. I guarantee it. It's not going to be like we have a robot that does the thing. No, we're going to have a robot that we have use the mop and the mop bucket. Just, instead of a human, just going to be a robot janitor. It'll be faster if we do it together, right? Maybe. Let's check on the tables. I remember that a girl spilled something on the sofas. Did you see the couple sitting here tonight? I thought they were going to have sex right here on the sofa. Yeah, I remember them. They were basically eating each other. Yeah, I don't know if it was passionate or gross. There was just so much love in their eyes. Like, they thought there was only the two of them in the world. Something about it. Strong feelings make you forget about the world around you. Yeah. Fuck, drop the rag. So damn dusty back here. Might be a good thing I look back here, actually. It's a mess. Still, you don't get paid to be a cleaner, right? True. Well, I'm gonna go clean up the empty bottles behind the bar. Seems like a good place to finish at. She's amazing. She moves around so easily, like she owns everything and everyone around her. Hopefully she doesn't know I've been staring at her the whole night. Or maybe she does. No clue what powers vampires have. Her body, she'd be fun to dance with. Small hands, tight curvy waist, and her neck looks so enticing to kiss. Can feel my heart racing. All I want to do is get closer to her. To feel her body. Grim, what are you? I just want to dance with you, may I? What happened? Thought you didn't like dancing. Last time I was too busy watching you. Oh, that's how it is. I have to admit, you've got a great sense of rhythm. Not many men can say that. I can keep a rhythm, and not just on the dance floor. Wow, that's a strong statement. But like they say, you won't know if you don't try. Trust, but verify. Yeah. Let's dance a little more. I just don't feel like leaving. Always have to follow your desires. I'll happily come with you. Damn, she's been there a long time. I'm getting tired of waiting for her. On the other hand, I'm not in a rush. It's almost morning now. But sitting here all alone is kind of boring. Oh, is that a book? I didn't think Vanessa had time to read. Wonder what's in here. Probably some novel. What is this? What the hell's going on? Has the world gone crazy? He looks just like me. I'm getting chills and not in a good way. I don't understand, is that me or... What the hell is happening? Maybe. Grim, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way. You haven't left yet? Shit, she's not gonna like that I went through her stuff. Okay, I'll figure everything out later. No, of course, where would I go? You okay? Looking a little scared there. Huh? Oh no, everything's great. Come on, let's go. Mm-hmm, there's nothing else to do here. Thanks for staying with me, Grim. I had a good time. It's alright, Vanessa. I had a great time with you. I think we should spend more time together, just the two of us. Yeah, you're right. I'm always open to suggestions. Life is so much easier when you live through hundreds of years. Then I'll have to come up with one hell of a suggestion. Ha, good luck. I'll look forward to it. Oh, I spent almost all night on a date with Vanessa. I have no energy whatsoever. Maybe a cup of coffee will bring me back to life. Yeah, that sounds nice. Time to go to Aki's. Good morning, Mina. Good morning, I hope you had a nice sleep. Not really, but there's nothing a cup of coffee won't fix. Oh, so you're going to Aki's then? Have a great time there. Thank you, bye. Oh, Lily, what a nice meeting. And her hair looks so lovely in the sun. Hi, cutie, how are you? Oh, Grim, nice to meet you. It's okay, really. Maybe not excellent, but still. Tell me, have you ever thought about getting a tattoo? Well, that was an unexpected question. Actually, I don't think I'll ever get one. Really? But why? Well, how do I put this? Look, I'm kind of a perfectionist. If I see a tiny thing that I'm not happy with, I'll end up hating it. And if something permanent on me has a tiny problem, well, that's no good. Hee-hee. And I would have some very specific ideas of what I would want. And I probably would end up rejecting all the drawings that the tattoo artist would come up with. Let's just say it's not my thing. And what about you? Wait, Lily, do you want to get a tattoo? I just keep thinking about that. On the one hand, that's kind of what I want. For example, some beautiful flowers in the palm of my hand. Or not flowers. As for a tattoo sketch, this wasn't something I thought long and hard about. Oh, I don't know if you've noticed, but Naomi has such beautiful tattoos. I've always admired them. The thing that's stopping me the most is the thought that if my mom finds out I got a tattoo, she'd kill me. I'm not even exaggerating. It'll be a scandal. Somehow I believe you, hee hee. And it doesn't feel good to walk around in baggy clothing either. Phew, most of my clothes are quite revealing. And the last thing is, I love the look of my bare skin. But I kind of want a tattoo, too. Oh, I feel I'm just making it harder. Look, if it was just about your parents, I'd probably advise you to get your first tattoo and realize the dream despite everything. But judging by the fact that you don't really have a set idea yet, and you just want a tattoo because it might look cool, I think your approach to tattooing should be a little different. I would look for a reputable tattoo artist. Find one whose work seemed to be inspiring for you. Only then would I consider what I wanted very carefully. Oh, Grim, I understand it has to be something that has deep meaning to me. But I don't have any ideas yet. Then maybe you shouldn't take this big step right now? Some people think about a future tattoo for over a year. True. You sound so smart that it even makes me sick. Ah ha ha. Okay, I need to think this thing through. Maybe it's really just another fad for me. Thank you for the advice, Grim. Anytime, sweetie. But you know what? I'll do it someday, sooner or later. Even a very small one in a place where only few people will see it. I don't know, maybe in some intimate place, just for me. And it'll mean a lot to me. It's just that right now doesn't seem like a good time for it. Well then, I look forward to that special day, hee hee. Phew, I completely lost track of time. I promised Faith I'd help her with her pictures for her Lustagram profile. Anyway, I better get going. Yeah, sure, have a good photo shoot. Thank you, bye-bye. Oh, I almost forgot. Have you talked to Willow about that ingredient already? I was just going to Chomsky's shop for that. Don't worry. Cool, thanks again for doing this for me. Bye. No problem, good luck. Alright guys, so we're going to leave here at Chomsky's shop. And we'll see you next time with more Lust Academy, continuing in Dale. But I think we'll be back in the Academy probably around the... It'll probably be on the same video. I don't think there's much more left of Dale. So, you know, they only do like 2 days in Dale and then they go back to the Academy. So, alright guys, I'm out. We'll see you next time.